You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 23rd, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why is this Boston hospital using healthcare for social justice? Today is March 23rd, 2026. It is a day of great celebration at Boston Medical Center. The institution marks the 10th anniversary of its formal strategy. This plan is known as Healthcare as Social Justice. The hospital also honors the 30th anniversary of its historic 1996 merger. This milestone shows a radical shift in urban healthcare. It moves away from old models of simple charity. The new goal is systemic justice for every resident. Boston Medical Center focuses on the impact of Black women leaders. These women are closing the health disparity gap. They ensure state-of-the-art medical access for underserved people. The initiative addresses the root causes of sickness. It recognizes that health is tied to social conditions. This approach is changing how hospitals serve the community today. The history of this hospital is tied to American public health. Its mission began in the 19th century. Boston City Hospital opened its doors in 1864. It was the first municipal hospital in the United States. The city built it to care for the sick poor. Many of these early patients were Irish immigrants. The slogan was exceptional care without exception. This mandate still guides the hospital today. The hospital underwent a major change in 1996. Boston City Hospital merged with University Hospital. This was a unique event in medical history. It combined a public facility with a private academic center. The merger was legally protected to keep its public mission. This legal shield ensures the hospital serves the most vulnerable. It prevents the institution from turning away those in need. For many years, hospitals focused only on clinical treatment. They treated patients within four walls. Boston Medical Center changed this narrow view. The leaders began to look at upstream interventions. These are actions that fix the root causes of illness. Poverty and poor housing are medical problems. The hospital now treats these issues as part of patient care. The change became formal in 2017 with the Thrive Screener. This tool asks every patient about basic needs. It checks for housing stability and food security. The hospital moved from being reactive to being proactive. This shift is vital for the Black community. It addresses the history of medical racism that often ignored social needs. Systematic equity is now a requirement rather than an option. Black women are the primary architects of this new strategy. Dr. Thea James is a central figure in this mission. She has served at the hospital for 30 years. Dr. James co-founded the Violence Intervention Advocacy Program. This program treats survivors of violence with deep care. It looks at violence as a public health crisis. It does not just treat the physical wounds. Patrina Martin Cherry is another vital leader. She joined the team in 2016. She manages community engagement and external affairs. Ms. Martin Cherry led the COVID-19 vaccine efforts. She used Black churches to build trust in the community. This work led to high vaccination rates in urban areas. Trust is the foundation of her outreach strategy. Health outcomes depend on many non-medical factors. These factors are called social determinants of health. They include where people live and work. Research shows these factors account for 80% of health outcomes. Medical care alone is not enough to ensure wellness. Systemic inequities create barriers for Black families. These barriers often start in the economic heart of Black neighborhoods. Environmental racism is a significant part of this problem. Many Black communities are near industrial pollutants. This leads to higher rates of asthma and lung disease. Neighborhoods like Roxbury face the heat island effect. They have less green space and more concrete. This causes higher rates of heat-related illness. Addressing these issues is a core part of social justice. The gap in life expectancy is a stark reality. There is a 23-year difference in Boston. People in Back Bay live to about 92 years. Residents in Roxbury live to about 69 years. These neighborhoods are only a few miles apart. This gap is not caused by genetics. It is the result of decades of discriminatory policies. Historical redlining is a major cause of this gap. Banks denied mortgages in black neighborhoods for years. This prevented families from building generational wealth. Wealth is a primary predictor of long-term health. This system of federal and state power shaped the geography of health. The hospital aims to reverse this history today. The Health Equity Accelerator launched in 2021. It focuses on 5 specific areas of health. These areas show the widest racial gaps. The targets include pregnancy and cancer care. Infectious diseases and chronic conditions are also key goals. Behavioral health is the final focus area. The program uses data to drive its decisions. This initiative has already seen great success. One group of diabetic patients saw massive improvement. 39% reduced their A1C levels in 6 months. This reduction helps prevent kidney failure and vision loss. It also lowers the risk of heart attacks. Targeted community intervention made this possible. Black women faced severe risks during pregnancy. They were nearly 2 times more likely to have complications. This disparity is tied to the concept of weathering. Weathering is the physical toll of systemic racism. It causes the body to age prematurely. This stress leads to high-risk pregnancies for many Black mothers. Implicit bias also plays a role in clinical settings. Providers sometimes dismiss the symptoms of Black patients. The accelerator works to remove these biases. It reimagines how clinical workflows should function. Sheila Fissel leads these efforts for maternal health. The goal is to ensure every mother receives equal care. Boston Medical Center is a safety net hospital. This means it treats everyone regardless of insurance. Most private hospitals limit their services. Safety net hospitals serve as a last resort for many. They provide a large share of trauma and psychiatric care. This mission requires a unique financial model. The hospital provides over $100 million in care. This is known as uncompensated care. It includes both charity care and bad debt. Charity care is for those who cannot pay. Bad debt is for those who cannot afford high deductibles. The hospital relies on government subsidies to stay solvent. Currently, the administration under Donald Trump manages these federal funds. Housing and food are essential for medicine to work. The hospital creates medical legal partnerships. These help patients fight illegal evictions. Homelessness makes health problems much worse. Fixing an apartment can be better than any pill. This is the heart of upstream thinking. It creates a revolutionary social impact in the city. The hospital also has a preventive food pantry. Doctors can prescribe healthy food to their patients. This addresses the issue of food deserts. Many urban neighborhoods lack fresh produce. Providing healthy food reduces expensive emergency room visits. It is a smart investment in the community. The Thrive system tracks if patients get the help they need. Boston Medical Center has built a trust architecture. It functions as a partner to the community. The hospital does not just treat illness. It works to dismantle the barriers to health. This 10-year initiative serves as a national model. It shows how urban hospitals can be engines of justice. The work of Black women leaders has been central to this success. The milestone celebrated today is just the beginning. The institution continues to innovate and lead. It proves that equity is a systemic requirement. Health justice is possible when hospitals listen to the community. Boston Medical Center remains a beacon of hope. It ensures that every resident can live a long and healthy life. Copyright, African Elements, 2021.